Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Final farewell in Memphis.
Keep fighting for justice for our son.
Southern ice.
A multi-wave storm over multiple days.
Manhunt ends in Oregon.
The suspect had been seen near the victim's residence.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The shock and anger over the beating of Tyre Nichols in Memphis has led to murder charges against five former police officers. And now today, as CBS's Steve Futterman tells us, there will be a chance to mourn.
Justice for Tyre.
Justice for Tyre.
It will be the final farewell for Tyre Nichols.
Justice for Tyre.
Justice for Tyre.
Thousands are expected to attend the funeral. It will be presided over by the Reverend J. Lawrence Turner.
I think this is going to be one of the defining moments of the contemporary civil rights movement, that his death will not be in vain.
The eulogy will be delivered by Reverend Al Sharpton.
What happened to Tyre is a disgrace to this country.
And among those attending the funeral will be Vice President Harris.
CBS's Elise Preston has more on what we're learning about the officers involved in the case.
Memphis police files obtained by CBS News show that two of the officers, Demetrius Haley and Desmond Mills Jr., both received written reprimands for separate incidents involving use of force. Another one of the officers, Emmett Martin III, was suspended for 3 days after a gun was found in the backseat of his patrol car after his shift ended. And Justin Smith was suspended for 2 days for hitting another vehicle while in an unmarked cruiser.
Memphis is one of many cities and towns in the South that's dealing with bad weather, icy and snowy conditions from Texas into the Tennessee Valley. Have been blamed for at least 2 deaths, accidents, flight cancellations, and power outages. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
Here in Memphis, icy conditions led to a 12-car pileup. Police said 5 drivers were hospitalized.
People are just taking it for granted that they can just stop and you can't. The roads are slick.
In St. Francis County, Arkansas, a similar scene. ICE sent 3 semi-trucks sliding off the road. At Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, the winter blast was a factor as more than 60% of flights were canceled, part of the nearly 2,000 cancellations nationwide.
And already today, there's word of more than 1,400 flight cancellations. The hunt for a man in Oregon who police believe was targeting victims with dating apps is over. CBS's Lily Luciano has the latest.
The intensive search for Benjamin Foster strangely ended where it began, at a home where police say he bound and tortured his victim, nearly killing her. Pops and bangs rang out on what neighbors say is a usually quiet street in Grants Pass, a small city in southwest Oregon. They approached behind large shields, assembling in a line, then moved in. After the standoff, Foster was brought to the hospital, where police say he died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Police in Omaha say they shot and killed a man with an AR-15-style rifle who opened fire inside a Target store yesterday. No shoppers or employees were hurt. In Washington, President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are set to meet today on the looming debt crisis. McCarthy says he wants to see spending cut commitments as part of any deal.
I think the most responsible thing to do is that we sit down. We've got time period between now and June. And we find places that we can find savings for the American public.
No deal by June could lead to a default that would shake the global economy. Arizona Republican Andy Biggs says he plans to bring articles of impeachment today against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He claims federal immigration laws are not being carried out and public trust has been violated. CBS's Scott McFarlane reports this morning on a House bill that could impact federal employees who work from home.
The bill would require hundreds of thousands of federal workers to go back to the office and end their telework arrangements. It'll likely pass on a party-line vote, with Republicans saying there's performance issues with telework, that it's contributing to backlogs at the IRS and Social Security. Democrats respond some workers are more efficient teleworking, and it's helping big government recruit employees in big numbers.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
For the Federal Reserve, the fight is apparently not over, even though signs point to inflation easing some. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Investors are bracing for another central bank rate hike, but this time a quarter percentage point move is expected after six straight hikes of 0.5% and above. Recent inflation signals have been steadily showing weaker price growth, including the Fed's favorite inflation gauge for December, growing 5% from a year earlier.
Today's move would raise the benchmark rate to 4.75%, highest in 15 years. Two monkeys taken from the Dallas Zoo have been found. Their enclosure had been cut open sometime on Monday. Reporter Stephen Pickering of affiliate KRLD.
Dallas police say they got a tip that the two Tamarin monkeys were at an abandoned home in a suburb on the city's south side. And when they arrived, they found both monkeys in a closet. Animal officers from the zoo were called in, and the monkeys were taken home to be examined by a veterinarian.
This all comes after the recent escape of a small leopard and suspicious death of an endangered vulture at the Dallas Zoo. In Portsmouth, Virginia, a girls' high school basketball team has forfeited its season after it was learned an assistant coach for the team suited up and played in a game. That assistant and the head coach now no longer work for the school district. 20 years ago today, deadly disaster as Space Shuttle Columbia tried to return home but never made it.
It was just before 9 a.m. Eastern Time on a Saturday morning.
And Columbia, Houston, we see your tire pressure messages and we did not copy your last.
The last words of Commander Rick Husband cut off as Columbia fell apart around him and his crew, melting away because launch debris had broken the heat shield. Investigators found that NASA managers had ignored years of warnings about foam debris from the fuel tank. Four-time shuttle astronaut and current Associate Administrator Bob Cabana says it was a hard lesson that he's tried to teach every day.
Everybody needs to speak up. Don't hold questions back. Make sure that your questions are heard, that we actually take action so that we don't repeat the mistakes of the past.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
Dr. Phil is one of daytime TV's heavyweights.
Lee says if Amy would keep her mouth shut, he wouldn't have to hit her.
But now, after more than two decades, Phil McGraw is ending production of that show this spring to focus on a new primetime effort to launch next year.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
An NFL legend is testing his star power in a project that's now on the big screen.
Brady hit his first red or green turf carpet post-divorce and post-disappointing NFL season, cracking a smile for photographers at the premiere of 80 for Brady. In an Instagram post, he made fun of his awkwardness, asking fans what to do with your hands when the cameras are clicking away. The Bucks QB got comfortable when his castmates, Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin joined him and leaned in for pictures, too. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
There's intense lobbying on all sides as the International Olympic Committee considers whether to let athletes from Russia and Belarus compete at the Summer Games next year in Paris. Olympic gold medal boxer Vladimir Klitschko said today officials will be accomplices to war if they're allowed in. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.